This is KERA News. I'm Rick Holter. New numbers released today show Dallas-Fort Worth is one of the five hottest areas for house prices in the country. Prices in March were up 8.5% from a year ago. That's well above the national average of 5.4%. Still, the dramatic drop in oil prices over the last few years has the Federal Reserve Bank of Dallas concerned about how long this boom can last. The Federal Reserve's John Duca sat down with me to talk about the report he wrote titled, "Will Oil Decline Lead to a House Price Bust?" So how do you square those conflicting sentiments? House prices surging, but you're worried about a bust.
Well, we're less worried about an outright bust in house prices, particularly in Dallas, where the economy is very strong and has been diversified away from oil. There may be less robust gains in house prices in more energy parts of the state, such as Houston, though some of the edge will probably be taken off Dallas in about a year or so. I would say a couple of things to keep in mind, and this is an unusual housing cycle. The construction response is much more muted. So typically, housing demand would pick up, prices of existing homes would pick up. That would give an incentive to build new homes.
And builders would go crazy building
right.
new homes.
Right, and bankers would be willing to give them loans to build the plats and to put in the roads and the utilities. But this time around, people are much more cautious for several reasons. One is bankers have to have much more capital at stake in order to make a loan to a developer.
Is this because of financial reform?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. In addition, I think a lot of localities are a little more careful about approving plats very quickly because they're concerned, are we going to overbuild? I think for major cities like Dallas, the baby boomers are getting older. There's an increased demand to live closer in. The younger generation, millennials, they have a liking for the urban life. Mm-hmm. And so I think we're going to see perhaps a little more concentration of housing demand and house prices in the core areas than we normally would see, rather than massive expansions into the suburbs.
And you can't build those massive number of new houses if you're doing infill in a major city.
That's exactly right.
Does this spool out any differently in the rental market?
Our younger people were hurt more by the recession. Now, the recession was relatively mild in Texas. But nevertheless, that Great Recession really hurt our younger people disproportionately.
The people who would just be beginning to, like, launch.
Exactly. So the younger people who would typically be associated with eventually renting first and then buying homes are now delaying the buying of homes. We also saw a rise in the share of young people who live with their parents. Mm-hmm. A lot of young people are having a tough time affording the rents. The good news is the job market has firmed in many ways. Unemployment coming way down. We're seeing people being converted from part-time to full-time. And I think we're starting to see some of the college graduates taking jobs that more befit their skills.
And moving out of the basement.
Moving out of the basement, exactly. And we're seeing people who may not have gone to college start to find jobs as well, which is a very good thing.
Growth in Fort Worth, of course, has been tied a lot more directly to oil and gas, thanks to the Barnett Shale. Is the housing market tougher there right now?
The job growth has slowed dramatically on the Fort Worth side of the Metroplex. What I think will happen is we may not see the same kind of growth going forward in Fort Worth. I think we'll probably see pauses for a while.
So if an oil bust, the way the price has dropped, from well over 100 to 30 earlier this year, if that doesn't knock the Texas economy off kilter, what would?
Well, I think the national economy is much more important, and the world economy is also a factor. And I think the most economists see the U.S. economy doing well this year and next year.
John Duca of the Federal Reserve Bank of Dallas, thanks for taking the time.
Well, it's been a real pleasure, Rick.